Sunday. So earlier on in the week, I caught up with Stu Capstick. He's from The Doors Rising, a tribute to The Doors, and they're playing down at Alexander's Live in Rufus Court in Chester next Saturday, the 11th of February. Hiya, Stu. Great to have you on the show.
Hi, Ruth. Yeah, thanks for having me on again.
So you are Liverpool's own answer to The Doors, and you've been gigging around the North West and beyond for the past 5 years. And it's your fourth time to Chester on Saturday, the 11th of February, which is next week. Are you looking forward to returning to Alexander's Live?
Absolutely can't wait. Yeah, it's a great venue, and we've played Chester a few times now, and amazing. We always get a great turnout and what a great reception. So
that's good.
Looking
to
forward to a great party.
Amazing. I read this about you. You've always had rave reviews and have played internationally, which is amazing, including a rock festival in Greece, and you've played in Dublin and Belfast too. Tell us a bit about your journey as a band. Sounds exciting.
Oh, it's been amazing. Yeah, it's been really good. So we started about 5 years ago, myself and the guitarist are the two founding members.
Yeah.
And we're sort of now on our third generation of the band.
Oh, cool.
Great people come and go.
Yeah.
For various reasons, as bands do. And yeah, the guy's now Carl on drums is just brilliant. Really kind of reproduces John Densmore's style. And
amazing.
Then you've got Andy Keegan on piano and piano bass, faithfully recreating Ray Manzarek's role.
Oh, wow, brilliant.
Yeah, so it all sounds great. It's the same lineup that played last time at Alexander's.
Yeah.
We were there on a Thursday night, and we had a great turnout for that, and hoping obviously Saturday night party, everyone's going to be down, so looking forward to that.
Amazing. Well, I love this quote about you. You're more than just the music of The Doors. You're authentically recreated. You add in the poetry of Jim Morrison, his playful banter, and some explosive surprises. Every gig you have has been bouncing, which is absolutely brilliant. Like you said, Saturday night, even more so hopefully this time. So what have you got in store for your set at Alexander's Live next Saturday?
Right, well, the surprises will have to remain surprises.
Aww.
But yeah, it's all of that. we add in, you know, all the spoken word and poetry,
cool,
and all the sort of all the mystical bits that the Doors threw in at the right places. But there's not lots of video recordings of the Doors, sadly, but where there are, Jim Morrison was always very playful with the audience, and
lots of bants.
and I like to do that in our own way, without becoming a parody. You know, we're still trying to be as faithfully recreate the Doors experience as we can.
Yeah.
And yeah, just everybody seems to get behind it. As you just mentioned, we had our first two gigs of the year, which was Dublin and Belfast. And you know, the stereotype is true. The Irish certainly know how to party. And it was just absolutely incredible. The reception. We had a stage invasion on the first night.
Oh my goodness, I love it.
I've never
rock and roll
been by so many 50-year-old men before.
I love it. Amazing. Ireland's brilliant as well, and hopefully more of that as well. Well, you're currently on a 2023 tour. Tell us about where you're going to be, other than Belfast and Dublin.
Okay, so we are going far and wide.
Amazing.
Which is great, and all part of the natural sort of progression of the band.
Yeah.
We're all over the UK this year. We have a very busy March, which sees us in Stoke. We're going to Scotland. We've got two dates in Scotland, one in Paisley, Bungalow, and one in Kirkcaldy. We're pronouncing that right. Where else? Halifax, Torquay.
Cool.
Back in Greece. We played a festival in Lindos in Rhodes.
He's living the dream a lot.
I know, it's just incredible. Really, really great festival, and all the bands and all the people who came along to see it was just such a great vibe, and totally honoured to be one of the few bands who've been asked back for the second year. So yeah, fantastic, can't wait for that.
Brilliant.
And lots of other stuff in the pipeline as well. So
amazing. So 2023 is going to definitely be a good year for you guys and beyond as well, I reckon.
Let's hope so. Yeah, we're really enjoying it, and great bunch of lads, and
brilliant.
As I say, we all kind of honour the counterparts from the Doors that we're trying to emulate and do the best we can. So yeah, come along to Alexander's on the 11th. It should
be for a treat.
Blast.
Yeah. So lastly, Stu, where can you be found online ahead of your gig next week at Alexander's for people to look you up?
Yeah, we have a website, of course, which is thedoorsrising.co.uk. All our dates are kept there, and you can get tickets, ticket links. We're also on Facebook again, at The Doors Rising.
Yeah.
We're on Instagram, The Doors Rising. We're vaguely on Twitter, but you know, it's another thing to manage. So,
we're on
there as well as The Doors Rising.
Well, it's been a pleasure chatting to you again, Stu. All the very best for your gig next Saturday at Alexander's Live and for your 2023 tour and beyond.
Really grateful, Ruth. Thanks again for having me on. It's been great. Thank you.
Thanks, Stu. That was Stu Capstick there from The Doors Rising, and here is a teaser as to what you can expect from their gig down at Alexander's Live in Rufus Court in Chester next Saturday, the 11th of February. It's The Doors Rising's version of Light My Fire. Enjoy. Their rendition of Light My Fire. If you want to book tickets for their gig down at Alexander's Live in Rufus Court in Chester next Saturday the 11th of February, all you've got to do is head over to alexanderslive.com for tickets.